He is known to be one of the most fearless journalists in the world. He kicks ass and chews bubblegum at the same time. He is Shepard Ambellus. And you are listening to the Shepard Ambellus Show.
Good evening, truth seekers, patriots, free thinkers. What is going on? I hope you had a great Friday. Let's peel back some of the layers of this globalist agenda and expose the raw, unfiltered reality. Let's just get right into it, because these tariffs that Donald Trump has implemented are going to raise the prices on a lot of merchandise. Just think, Air Jordans, a cultural icon, a symbol of style, status, and success. In fact, people have often been killed over them and robbed. For decades, kids have been lining up, saving their pennies, dreaming of lacing up a pair of these sneakers, and you may wonder what these tariffs are going to do to merchandise like this, because Nike Air Jordans are made in countries like Vietnam. And we're going to start digging into this here in a little bit on the show after I cover some of the news and go over some of the topics. We're probably going to hear from our correspondent, Kevin Mooring, as well. Guys, right now, a pair of Air Jordans is made in Vietnam, and their workers are paid peanuts, maybe a buck an hour. And Air Jordans retail for $150 to $200, which is already a stretch for a lot of hardworking Americans. But these shoes, if they are made right here in the USA because the tariffs force factories to make them here, do you think it would be a win? Would it bring jobs back? I mean, they're going to have robotic factories. It's the only way they can afford to do this stuff. But if Nike made these Jordans in America and they had to pay the average labor rate of $20 an hour, for a factory worker, I mean, this would increase the cost of the shoes. And I ran the math and it would increase them to about $330. And then no one would want to buy those shoes in other countries because they would be too expensive. So this is not going to work all the way around. Ladies and gentlemen, there's some crazy stuff going on. Stocks have plunged. It's the biggest wipeout in history. Basically, it's a 2-day wipeout. Market losses of $11 trillion since inauguration day. And the Dow is down over 2,000 points. 2,200 points on Friday. S&P 500 loses 10% in 2 days. These Trump tariffs are wreaking havoc on the economy. And, you know, Americans already cannot afford to put food on the table. They can't afford new cars, you know, and all this stuff. And this is all going to add a lot of costs. And the experts are talking about how this is going to bring pain and turmoil. Meet the Press was talking about it. Timcast and them were talking about it. And we're going to go over some of these takes. I'm going to play a little bit about from Meet the Press on NBC. Let's just see what they're kind of saying. Obviously, NBC is a lot of propaganda.
And he was now in a place where he had to say, okay, folks, Now we know these are larger, which means the economic effects will be larger than we thought. This puts the Federal Reserve in a very difficult position. Remember, the Fed's job, keep unemployment rate low, keep inflation low. Well, what are tariffs doing? They're likely to increase unemployment and increase inflation. It is rare to have both these things. We call them stagflation in the economics business, to have both these things happening at once, because the Fed can't address it. So what the Fed chair said today, which, by the way, I think was part of the additional sell-off, is we can't do anything here. We can't address the weakness in the economy while we face inflation. And then he said very firmly, we are going to address inflation. We're going to make sure that an initial round of price hikes that come from tariffs do not become a second round of price hikes like we had from the pandemic. So that kind of firm talk said to the market, the Fed can't come to the rescue. Donald Trump is golfing, and the Republicans in Congress aren't doing anything about these tariffs. We're without a net here.
And yet, President Trump seems to think the Fed chair can take some actions. He posted on Truth Social calling on the Fed chair to lower interest rates. What do you make of that? And what do you think the Fed will do in the wake of what we've seen?
Well, let me tell you, Kristen, 8 years ago or so, when if Donald Trump first was in office, we would have been, that would have been the lead of our story, that the president of the United States had told the Fed chair to lower interest rates. That never happened. In the post-Trump world, or the Trump 2.0 world, it's not really big news, right? Because the president has spoken this before. He has jawboned the Fed chair in the past. And we also see, by the way, that the Fed chair for the moment is ignoring the president, as many monetary policy experts believe he should right now. Now, that said, if there are obvious weaknesses in the economy, if these jobs numbers turn down to zero or negative, if consumption, if consumer spending goes zero or negative, I believe the Fed will act. But it's going to be very difficult for them to act when you're bracing for a rise in prices directly due to tariff inflation.
Wow. So that is what they are saying. But a lot of people are now coming out and saying, look, these products are going to cost so much in America that we have to have robots build them. We have to go all AI, all robotic factories, all this stuff that Trump is bringing in. It has to be all robotic. Otherwise, we won't be competitive with the rest of the world, and Americans will suffer. So all of this stuff is going on. It's pretty crazy. I guess army planners are weighing force reductions of 90,000 active duty soldiers. The army is quietly sweeping reduction of 90,000 active duty troops, a move that underscores mounting fiscal pressures at the Pentagon and a broader shift in military strategy away from Europe and counterterrorism. But if you think about it, this is really based on AI and robots coming in, and super soldiers, and, you know, robotic soldiers, robo dogs, drones. They just don't need humans anymore in any field, basically. You know, a couple here and there. So the Army, it has been having internal discussions, and they are definitely exploring trimming the force down between 360,000 and 420,000 troops from its current level, for sure. And the National Guard's going to be mulled over. They're going to go through all this stuff. They're going to say, look, how much AI can we implement? How many drones and robots can we use? Robo dogs, you know, how many soldiers do we really need? I mean, soldiers get wounded, right? They bleed. They're messy. You can just have robots do this stuff. You do not. Pretty soon they'll just send Terminators around, and big giant battle tech robots will war in cities. Stuff like that. For those of you following the Sean Diddy Combs case, Combs has been charged with 5 new criminal counts weeks before his sex trafficking trial. Now, the U.S. rapper was hit with 5 new criminal counts, including racketeering and sex trafficking, according to new court records. Previous accusations include sex trafficking, racketeering, and transportation to engage in prostitution. He was already charged with 3 criminal counts, which he denies, and earlier this month pleaded not guilty to new indictments. So the Sean Diddy Combs case going deeper and deeper. He's blaming the feds for getting into his sex life and is trying to tell him to stay out of his business. It's his business as an American if he wants to have freak-offs or not. That's what he's basically saying. I don't know. $2.5 trillion wiped out from the U.S. stock market here in the last couple days. And I'm going to play a clip from TimCast. Let's see what he's saying.
From the Seattle Times, check it out. Trump tariffs wipe out $2.5 trillion from U.S. stock market. And I got to say, ladies and gentlemen, this year to date, I'm down 20%.
No.
I'm down 20%. And you know what? I don't
care. Down 20%.
And you know why
he
Trump don't care and
good.
Why I don't care about
Trump.
Any of these stocks.
I don't care if I'm down 20%.
Like, I don't want to see the companies harmed. I get it, but I ain't crying about it. Let me give you some stats.
He's not going to cry about it.
So I asked my good friend ChatGPT,
the Russians.
How many people in this country have a 401k?
Douchebag.
34% of Americans have a 401k. So when Trump makes these moves.
So listen to Tim's rationale. He says that 34% of Americans. The only Americans who could get a 401k set up, they don't matter because it's only 1/3 of the country, he's saying, yet it's all 401k holders. Listen to the propaganda.
34% of people are impacted. Okay, I don't want to see anybody lose money. You know, bad policy is bad policy, but this ain't the majority. This is only 1/3 of the country. So the majority of the country who don't have these accounts are not feeling this pain.
Holder.
It gets better. I went on to ask our good friend ChatGPT, what percent have a stock portfolio? It tries giving me these fake answers. So the first time I asked it, what percent of Americans have 401ks? It says 70% of private sector employees have access to 401k style plans. I said, whoa, whoa, whoa. That is not what I asked you. I said, oh, you're right. It's 34%. When I said what percent of a stock portfolio, it says actually through a variety of different vehicles. No, 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 no. I said, that's not what I asked you. It said, okay. 58% of Americans have a stock portfolio. Here's where it gets better. Despite broad participation, the top 10% of income earners own 87% of corporate equities and mutual funds. So when you see Apple, Amazon, Nvidia, Microsoft, Meta, Alphabet, Tesla, Broadcom, Walmart, JP Morgan dropping, and the media is going, oh, woe is me, Democrats, quick.
He's basically saying it doesn't matter. It's only a small percentage, but yet it's everyone that owns stocks and all this stuff. So, I mean, that's just weird. That's a weird psychology. It's a weird way to look at it. Now, these Air Jordans, if you think about it, they're built in Vietnam for around labor rates at 50 cents to $1 per hour. And a lot of this footwear is made in Southeast Asia. These Air Jordans take about 30 to 45 minutes of labor to produce a pair. And if you run all the math and run the breakdowns, you know, of what it takes and then base it on what the U.S. labor rates would be, the new rate built in the U.S. Air Jordans would range from $220 to $300. And, you know, so everything's going to go up. I mean, do you want to pay $300 for every single pair of shoes you buy? I mean, people are already shot over those. I guess they'll really get shot over them then. So that is the territory that we are all headed. A lot of people not seeing it. They're jumping on the team bandwagon, thinking they got to go down the Trump road the whole way, even if it's looking grim. So we'll see how it all works out. I don't know. It's getting strange quick. That is for sure. Guys, please support the show. Keep everything going. Help me keep the bills paid. I really do need the support. I'm out here telling the truth, telling it like it is, trying to keep Americans most informed, whether they like it, what they hear or not. Usually the truth hurts, basically. So if you want someone out here telling you the real truth, the real analysis of what's going on and not, you know, going over the talking points and the general fluff and just making people feel good, then you need to support the show because I need a lot more support. Thank you so much. Trying to think of what else we could cover. I might play a little bit more of this Timcast IRL. Let's just listen to what they're saying, what they're talking about.
We're in pain. Donald Trump's tariff plans. What they're really saying is, quick, wealthy people, we're upset. So I'm wondering if Donald Trump, when he makes these moves, and they say in the media, oh, the stocks are tanking and people's retirements and all that stuff. I wonder if Donald Trump is actually, I got to be honest, I don't care about these people. They're rich. The person who has the top 10% of this country, are they really going to be hurt by this right now? They probably didn't even know what the cost of...
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Of eggs was, to be completely honest.
So he's just like, oh, it's not going to be that many people, you know, but a lot of people are going to be affected by this. We got Kevin Morin joining us. What is up, my man? How was your day?
It's Friday, dude. I'm happy. But, I mean, the weather here in Missouri is just fuck. I mean, pouring down rain, can't see. And I got it for the next probably 30 hours here, like massive flooding. Arkansas is being hit. We know you got a family that live there. I mean, tornadoes left and right. It's thundering, it's pouring down rain right now. But besides that, I'm doing good, Chef. And fuck Tim Pool.
That
fucking weed.
There's weird. He's always running like weird operations. Just it sounds normal if you're not listening to all the details, but like when you really listen in, you're like, what? Like right now, he's basically saying like, oh, no one's gonna get hurt from this. Just go along with it. He doesn't care. It's good. He loves it, so you should too.
We go back to that meme with the dog sitting in the middle of the room and everything's on fire. It's fine. It's fine. He's just another fine pusher.
Yep. Yeah, it's getting weird. $11 trillion wiped out from the stock market since the inauguration. $2.5 trillion in the last 2 days. Things are developing really quick. 2,200 points down on the Dow.
That reminds me of 9/11 when the Pentagon went missing money the day before, and all of a sudden the supposedly airplane hit the Pentagon. It's right where the file records were for the missing billions of dollars from the Pentagon.
Yep.
It's kind of shit. So something getting ready to happen. It will. I'm not like fear mongering, but
all look, the gold's going to go missing. Oh, Fort Knox got hit. The gold melted.
They took it out.
Jet fuel melted the gold and it drained down the sewer. We can't find it.
Well, don't worry. The Jews are down below fucking running the sewers. They'll get it.
They got a shitty mattress. They'll catch it all on the mattress.
Listen, Trump out there just acting crazy as fuck. I mean, tariffs. Let's say we put a 20% tariff on a country and they decide, we're going to put 25% on you. You're not going to gouge us. Then he's already said we're going to just keep upping them until we're the top. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's almost like fucking, it's like imploding and everybody's cheering for it on the right. The left, they only care about like Elon's in there, which was a savior to them like years ago because he's helping the planet and we need to save the planet. That the only way to save this fucking planet is if there was no humans on it. That's it.
Yep. They should put all robots. They're getting ready to, man. This shit's crazy. Yeah, humans are a trip. I mean, but you know, how many of them really are inherently bad? Or is it just these diabolic elites and people going along with these CIA-pushed agendas? All these people in the media getting $30 million a year to lie on the news?
Yeah, it's just the news. The news starts out by going, good evening, and then they tell you why it's not a good evening. The rest of it's like people believe, you know, the whole adrenochrome shit, the fear and shit that they can get somebody's blood and it keeps them young or keeps them young. No, adrenochrome is in your body, and every day they're making you, like, they try to paranoia you out. They try to fear base you with news stories, gaslight you with fucking other shit. So your adrenochrome's working just fine.
You're living off your own adrenochrome.
Basically, they got you fear pumped all day long. That's all you hear. Because, like, the right now think that it's not fear. Like, everything's good. But the other side, they fear. They're like in fear. Which, when Biden was president, everybody on the right was in fear and the left was all happy. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Same shit. Play that news clip if you can where they're talking about where, you know, all these jobs are coming back. And like I told everybody, yeah, there are jobs that are coming back, but they're going to be done by robots, not American workers.
I should try to find that.
And just look up on Skype.
Let me see.
How did Bloomberg get back with Trump? I thought there was a sex scandal and she wasn't allowed around him during election time. Remember that?
Yeah, you know, there's also a lot of flooding going on. Let's listen to this guy real quick.
$15.99. So I'm walking around Costco here and I'm noticing these prices. For example, these Madras lentils, $15.99. I bought those a year ago for $6.99. I keep getting told that we got, you know, 6-7% inflation. You gotta be kidding me. Let's look at what else we got going on here. We literally bought this chicken broth, $5.69, 2 months ago.
Now it's $10. So there's like 50-75% inflation this video is showing. Let me see if I can find that one. Clone Aid cloned a baby back in the day. And then they stopped talking about it, basically. But I think they're still doing a lot of cloning. I wonder if I can find that in the chat.
You want me to send it to you again in Skype? Like where it'd be easy to find?
Yeah, let me see. Oh, here it is. Here it is. I'm going to play it.
Clothing manufacturing. Now, we're not going to have all factories come back. Like, clothing manufacturing, that's tough to bring back. But what kind of manufacturing are you talking about returning here?
Well, don't you can't just give that away. See, what's going to happen is robotics are going to replace the cheap labor that we've seen all across the world. I mean, think of what our factories did. They went to the cheapest labor in the whole world, slave labor, cheap labor, the worst environmental conditions, polluting the heck out of it. And then we bring back those cheap products here and we feel good about ourselves because we don't see the pain. But
now we're not going to have all factories come.
So there's that, and then Glenn Beck saying that he's saying what I was saying, but he's saying it like months and months later now than I did. He's saying the AI is going to take all the power and we're going to have rolling brownouts and they're going to give the AI the power and not the humans. You're muted, Kevin, I think.
But I thought you were playing a clip.
I did. Did you hear it at all?
No, I didn't hear that clip. Weird. Glenn Beck. Nope.
Weird. Hopefully people heard it. They were basically saying robots, you know, are going to take over. They're going to be the cheap labor and there's not going to be humans.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah, I did hear it, dude. I'm sorry. I did hear that. I thought there was more to it.
Yeah, me too. But I thought it was longer, but it was pretty short.
Well, I sent you that the video of the realistic, like, human-looking robots that they're getting ready to make.
Man, that's freaky looking. It is at Terminator levels, basically. And can you only imagine what the military has? They literally must have Terminators.
Yeah, they're showing us, like, the prototypes, and they've already got this shit built.
Oh, yeah. Guys, scan that QR code on the screen or hit the Linktree link below. Make a pledge. Keep the lights on the show. Help keep all the bills paid. Hopefully, we can get a phone line if people donate, something like that. I want to get a 1-800 number. So I found a new place that has them just recently, so I want to test it out. You can make a pledge with the link below or QR code. Thanks. Fuck. I don't know what to think about, where all this is going, but I just think we're on a downhill slide and it's going to be quick now.
Oh, it's going at a record pace and a lot of people are cheering
at a slow, medium pace.
Oh yeah.
No, it's at like a fast pace now.
It is ramped up.
At a slow, medium pace.
Like when you see, when you watch the Terminator when you were younger, you're like, man, that's some scary shit. How could that happen? It's happening so quick, dude. So quick. This motherfucker, when he put up Starlink, everybody jumped on. Oh, that's Skynet. Yeah. Now he's got robots everywhere. And you see, like, let's go into what me and you talked about before. The robots having feelings and rights, because that's what they're doing with the fucking Tesla.
But yep.
Oh, scratch a Tesla, you're a terrorist.
Like, yeah, next it'll turn into the Tesla robot.
Yep. That's what I'm saying. They're like trying to show you, like, you hurt a machine, you're a terrorist. In a vague way, do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it's like a soft rollout of the robots having feelings and rights. And me and you talked about that a long time ago, dude. I told you, like, you yelling at your Roomba or fucking fuck this fucking Wi-Fi. It's all being put into the machine, and the machines are going to know.
You start talking shit about your Wi-Fi. Fuck this fucking Wi-Fi. It'll find a way to kill you. It's already tracking you through the walls. Mm-hmm.
Those are facts.
You start talking shit about AI, it's going to target you. That's why I tell my AI how much I love it.
I love you, Siri. I love you, Lexus. You know... But yeah, I'm sure there's Tesla owners out there.
I love my AI.
What is a Tesla? It's a rolling computer. That's exactly what it is. A machine. with cameras 360 that can monitor whatever happens to it. Kind of like a Terminator, right?
Yep, self-driving. It can lock people in, drive them right down to a police station.
Kick their ass out. You got to go.
It ejects you.
Right into a cell.
It could detonate the lithium batteries if it wanted to.
Yeah, I think that maybe that's what was going on with these fires. That's showing you that that's what
they remote did them.
Like they could take somebody out in a Tesla.
They just waited for a purple-haired girl to take a Tesla out, and then they remote detonated it and said she was a terrorist.
Did you see where Elon tweeted the Roadster in space and said, I wonder where you are at?
The moon buggy is like this big, heavy piece of shit, and they want us to believe it went up there on a piece of cardboard with tin foil.
You got to look at the rocket. That's where the dead giveaway is. The rocket that took those guys supposedly up there to the moon supposedly had that buggy inside of it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Right there. Like when you zoom in on it, it's all put together with like aluminum foil and duct tape. And they fooled people for years until people got knowledge. They got their little black mirror in their hand and we can talk and you know, and then ask questions that somebody might have never thought of. Like people just thought, yeah, that really happened. No, it didn't happen. A lot of people thought my dad's dad, my grandpa, was crazy because he's like, when he watched it on TV that day, he's like, we did not go to the moon, and they all thought he was crazy. That was like a hot take for my grandpa back in the day. We never went to the moon. You guys are stupid. Like, so anyway, back to Elon and the Roadster in space. So he put that video out going, I wonder where you're at, buddy. And somebody said, it's on a CGI screen. That's where it's at. And you supposedly have a camera on those Teslas. Why can't we just turn them on? And then all of a sudden that comment got deleted off Twitter real fucking quick. Because don't you have cameras on it? We could see a 360 view where you would know where it's at, right?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Been up there that long. Somebody asked, how long does your batteries last? That's where it went. How long does your batteries last in the Tesla? And if it's not running, and if it's in space, can you calculate that time? And if so,
show us all six cameras at once.
Yeah, we can see 360 views, you know? Well, I mean, show us where it's at. Come on.
Yep. Well, shit, I guess I'm going to get out of here. What? Anything else we should cover or no?
What we should cover tomorrow is the flooding, because by tomorrow night, dude, I'm telling you, like, there was places in Kentucky and Tennessee that were already wiped out with rain, and all this shit that I tell you is going on here, it's going right to them.
Yeah, like I'll probably be back on in the morning. We could cover the flooding and see who got hit with weather and all that, because there's tornado warnings everywhere.
It's the weekend. I'm ready whenever you are, dude.
All right.
And shout out to the chat, the people that were here tonight.
Shout out to the mods and everyone in chat. Yep. Awesome. Well, guys, we'll see you tomorrow morning. Thanks, Kevin. Everyone follow Kevin on Twitter, @KevinMoring73. Follow me. Support the show. The links. Pledge. Thanks, guys.